Om Shanti. It is often very entertaining and practical to look at the implications of any particular point in Baba's Murlis. So recently, Baba gave a very interesting point with interesting implications. He was saying, the Sun Dynasty wash the feet of the Moon Dynasty and apply a tilak of sovereignty on them. For me, there are several implications which are not just entertaining but also very practical for our everyday life here and now. Because the first implication to me is the enormous respect that the Sun Dynasty has for the Moon Dynasty souls. They wash their feet. Perhaps that's a typical custom there, I don't know. But just imagine. And then they accede the throne. They hand the throne over to them. Now, according to our understanding, Moon Dynasty souls are warriors. They are the ones who, unlike those of the Sun Dynasty, are still fighting at the end of the cycle. So something was missing in their efforts. They did not gain full sovereignty over the self. They did not pass with the highest on high marks. They failed on some level. And that's why they're Moon Dynasty souls, not Sun Dynasty souls. And yet see the respect that those who achieved highest on high marks show to those who achieved much lesser marks only. So the practical implication here and the useful question to be asking is, where does that kind of respect come from? When is it instilled? That even for those souls who do not qualify like I qualify, still there would be such respect. Obviously, the answer is here, now, in the confluence age. I need to be cultivating that kind of vision and those kind of feelings in my heart, even for souls who don't qualify as I do, who are still battling battles that maybe I would have won long ago, or who are still failing in issues that I no longer fail in. Because I think it's a really big learning curve, which we all have to go through at some point. That is, if we want to be rulers in a golden age. How do I feel about the souls around me, Brahman souls around me, who don't get it, who are still entertaining negative thoughts about others, who are still operating from feelings of dislike towards others, who are jealous, and jealousy is such a subtle dynamic. For the most part, many of us would be a victim of jealousy. I mean, we ourselves would hold feelings of jealousy towards others, and we wouldn't even realize it. How do we work with Brahmins at this point in time who are still talking behind our back, who are still lying, or very, very popular at this point, who are still not being accountable for their own moods and feelings, but they're still blaming others, accusing others. They still have expectations of others and of situations. They're waiting for a situation to change before they change. Because where does Baba want us to go with souls like this? Generally speaking, we react. We have our own struggles. We don't like souls who don't seem to be playing by the rules. We have a hard time with souls who haven't seemed to understand the rules, let alone work with them. So how do we feel in front of such souls? What are we thinking? What are we saying? What are we doing? Because it's a very big shift to go from the ordinary human response to the response that Baba needs to have from us, the response that Baba himself has from us. Because Baba gives guidances. We're allowed to give guidances too. But then the love with which Baba gives those guidances, unless and until I also feel that kind of love in my heart, is it safe for me to give guidances? Because in that case, my guidance will mostly come off as a correction or a criticism, some neediness on my part that they change for me to be peaceful or happy. This is not going to help God in his task create a golden age. So I think it's one of the biggest challenges those of us who are interested in becoming golden age rulers would be looking at these days. On the one hand, let me be ready to give a guidance, but much more importantly, how ready am I to be generating feelings of faith in another, of vision of faith on another, believing in them, so that no matter what they're talking like, no matter what they're saying, no matter their behavior, my heart is clean. Could be because I've practiced enough of that higher vision. You know, recently Baba gave such a beautiful definition of being the highest on high humans, being the top knot. It's not the stuff to feed a superiority complex or ego. It really just is a memorial of a highest on high stage. This knowledge puts me at a very elevated position vis-a-vis reality. I get to see the whole picture like God sees it, and a responsibility comes along with that. If I'm standing on the mountain, looking down and seeing the whole of the city beneath me, if as a Brahmin I'm standing so high above and looking down and seeing the whole cycle below me, the responsibility that comes with that is that I have to respond and interact with this drama, with this cycle, from a highest on high stage. Because this is actually how Baba defined that top knot Brahman, that highest on high human being, he literally said, it's just symbolic of the highest on high stage that you attain through this study of Raja Yoga. So I think the training now, here in the Confluence Age, for those of us who want to be Golden Age rulers, is all about acceptance. And there are so many things, I think, that we need to accept to ultimately turn to another, especially another BK, and feel only acceptance from the heart towards them, no matter what they're doing. I think, first of all, we just need to know the power of acceptance, that while we're not accepting a situation or a person, we're blocking the flow of energy, and nothing really can move forward. Even if what they're thinking, saying, or doing is not acceptable, for me not to accept it means nothing can change. Nothing can move forward. The energy is blocked. If they're making some kind of mistake, they're already not accepting gyan, so the energy is blocked on their side. So if I'm not accepting how they're not accepting, my energy is also blocking on my side. Two sides, blocked energy, nothing can move forward. So first of all, just to appreciate the enormous importance of acceptance. And it's not difficult. It's not difficult to see the importance of acceptance. Baba has explained to us, and we have understood, it is a repeating drama. So, I should say, it's not so much about understanding the importance of acceptance. Maybe that's a first step, but as a second step, how natural it is and how easy it is to start moving with acceptance. Baba has explained it's a repeating drama. And not just that, but it's a drama repeating only to the highest and greatest benefit of myself. You know, to be able to put everything within this framework of the benefit that is in every moment for me, this also should help us experiment and begin to adopt more and more the whole reality of acceptance. Another aspect of acceptance is just to be clear about the most important thing to accept. I've come to believe that the one thing to keep returning to as my base and foundational framework of acceptance is that everything's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. This is a drama. It is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and end, and the end is really, really good. And it's totally in my hands as to how much I will be placed in that energy of the goodness of the drama. That's entirely in my hands. Baba's Srimad leads me straight into that arena of good energies only. But above and beyond my own personal degree of benefit, the truth of the matter is that the ending of this story is a good one. Everything is going to be all right. So, how much do I accept that? Because this is what enables me to stay light. And this is another aspect of acceptance. This is another thing that is so important to accept. What is a very important practical step in achieving our aim of perfection, achieving our aim of total, complete purification? Recently, Baba was saying it. One of the first steps of Brahma Baba's courage was his absolute, total faith, and not so much the faith and the following of Srimad which followed, but the consequence of that, which was Brahma Baba never worried. He never had any thoughts of worry, which is so important for us, because thoughts of worry, like all waste thoughts and all negative thoughts, discharge our own battery. And we'll never be able to attain some real power of virtue and truth and golden age kind of leadership if I'm still bleeding my essential spiritual power. Lightness. Because I've proved to myself, or I'm in the process again and again of proving to myself, that there's nothing to worry about. Everything is going to be all right. I feel this is absolutely crucial. Om Shanti. Thank you.